Hello, and welcome to the maiden broadcast of Crap's Last Podcast, presented by Crap's Last Blog. I'm your host, Greg, and nothing kills a show like too much exposition, so let's jump right into it with a message from me to you, my listeners.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun.
Just begun by the Carpenters, Karen and Richard, the brother and sister from next door, who, as the story goes, with their tender optimism and soaring melodies, delivered America from the looming specter of a conflict overseas. The progenitors, perhaps, of latter-day brother and sister duo who we'll hear from later on. That and other adult contemporary easy listeners on Singles 1969 through 1981 on Interscope. Learn about how fucked up their lives were, despite their chipper facade. I know, ironic. In Todd Haynes' cult classic documentary, Superstar, The Karen Carpenter Story, available in full on YouTube. And now, the darker side of war. Spirit of Dunkirk, a track from the relatively obscure British group Camberwell Now, one half of Camberwell Now, multi-instrumentalist and all-around musical genius, in my opinion, Charles Hayward, was also one-third of much-feted experimental group This Heat, and all the scattered work he recorded after their breakup, circa 1982, including the entirety of Camberwell Now's output, has been collected on All's Well, on Recommended Records, R.E.R., very intelligent political music recorded during the Falklands conflict. Now we'll continue on that note with a track from experimental artist Ekkehard Ehlers.
Strange things happening in the land. Strange things happening in the land. Wars going on. Cold our hearts among. Strange things happening in the land. You read the Holy Bible. Matthew does record pestilence and earthquakes, and also rumors of war. You see it's God's own will, the Bible be fulfilled. The strange things happening in the land. Nations against nations, rising up in this land. Kingdoms against kingdoms, you better understand. No need being surprised, the end's drawing nigh. Strange things happening in the land. That's what he said. Daniel spoke about it, John the Revelator too. Jesus substantiated it, and the prophecy must come true. God can't lie. He declares man must die. Strange things happening in the land. Now Wilson said to the Kaiser, please let our vessel speak. The Kaiser said to Wilson, keep your vessels off of the sea. If you put them on the stream, they'll meet my submarine. Two strange things happening in the land. Kaiser kept on destroying every vessel he could see. So he treated us so mean with those dreadful submarines. See the strange things happening in the land. Strange things happening in the land. Strange things happening in the land. I say war's going on. Call our hearts to move. Strange things happen in the land.
Ekkehard Ehlers, the track called Strange Things from his 2006 album A Life Without Fear on the German label Staubgold. And the voice you're hearing there is Charles Hafford Jr., one of those ancient blues men, and not many of his recordings available outside of, I'd say, the Library of Congress or Charles Crumb's record collection. And apparently, Mr. Ehlers, who cites, among others, Theodore Adorno as an influence, and why not? Worked for Lou Reed, worked for Green Guardside, and all those other post-punk intellectuals. If you want to read more about that kind of thing, I'd check out Simon Reynolds' Rip It Up and Start Again, an examination how literature and film can inform music, in this instance, post-punk. Let's stay in Germany for a while. We'll be right back. Amon Duel. 2, a track called Archangel's Thunderbird off their 1970 classic album, Yeti. That's one of my absolute favorite tracks from the so-called krautrock movement. I cannot get enough of it. And it's available on a label called Inside Out US. So highly recommended. Amon Duel were like the German Grateful Dead, if you will. They all lived on a commune and just jammed all day. And now someone that puts jam on his biscuits? I don't know. The one, the only, The Fall.
Soul out, and I don't sing, I just shout. Heavy clouds, heart out. Now here's a joke to cheer you up. Old times, no surgeons, just magicians and sharp knife, it wasn't fake. They had no anesthetic. That joke's pathetic. Just look at me. Too much speed, but very plain. You're lucky, friend. You've got to want to take out. You know what I'm talking about? I don't sing, I just shout. But all on one note. I sing, 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 sing. Sing, 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 sing. And look at me, I just ding.
Heart Out, an early effort from The Fall, also known as The Best Band Ever, one of my favorite tracks by one of my favorite groups. I don't sing, I just shout all on one note. Priceless. You can find that and other Fall classics on Dragnet, their second album, available with bonus tracks and lovely packaging on Castle Music as part of their Fall reissues series. Now we'll move on to something with a slightly smoother edge. Thank you.
fuzzy outline.
Chrysanthemum from Croatian-born Kelly Polar's Chrysanthemum EP released this year. Polar, whose relationship to dance music seems to be something like Julius Stiles to hip-hop and Save the Last Dance, right down to the climactic showdown with the conservative old institutional dinosaurs. Now, I say this because Polar was notoriously expelled from Juilliard, where he studied the viola after a riot erupted during his senior recital. Honestly, I did not know things like that still happened. Released his first solo album in 2005, an EP this year, and an album upcoming in 2008, all on the Environ label. Now, a double header.
Darn that dream. I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight. But when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips. Darn your eyes, they lift me high above the starry skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn this one track mind. Can't understand that you don't care, just to change the mood I'm in. I'd welcome another. blessed tune. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
That was a double dose of a jazz standard, Darn That Dream, penned by Jimmy Van Huysen and Eddie DeLong in 1939, recorded a decade later during The Birth of Cool, available on Capitol Records. The mother of the birth, of course, Miles Davis, his first album some 20 years before he ran the voodoo down. The vocalist there, Kenny Haygood, along with other familiar names, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, and the late Max Roach on drums. It was followed by a solo rendition by Thelonious Monk for his 1964 album Solo Monk, also on Columbia. If you have any interest in jazz or piano or the best music ever recorded, please pick that up. Speaking of picking it up,
that's how I escape my certain fate. This might be the only chance to prove it.
How I Escaped My Certain Fate, Mission of Burma, off their seminal 1982 album Versus, a record I resisted for a long time, but now I know. And you can too, right now, on Ryko Disc. Tulsa's Not That Far, one of my favorite lyrics ever. Tulsa, Oklahoma, of course, the home of Bell's Amusement Park, which recently closed its doors forever. Rest in peace, Bell's Amusement Park. Here now is a tribute from your friends here at Crap's Last Blog, a selection from an organ suite from Yehan Allen, Phantasmagoria.
Thank you.
Jehan Allen, probably pronounced Jean Allen, but I've never heard anyone say it. Better ask a French person. Here performed by Kevin Bowyer from his Jean Allen Complete Organ Works on Nimbus Records. Allen, killed at the age of 29 during a confrontation with Axis troops, was sort of the Henry Moseley, if you will, of 20th century organ music. His sister, Marie Claire Allen, also one of the organ prodigies of the 20th century, more well known as a performer, and I believe is still touring and recording, two very talented siblings. And now, as promised, two other talented siblings, the Friedbergers, Matt and Eleanor of the Fiery Furnaces, who I swear to God I once saw at my local deli on Graham Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. True story. Fiery Furnaces, My Egyptian Grammar, my favorite track from their new album, Widow City, on Thrill Jockey. Well, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the program and that you'll continue tuning in. I'll take my leave with a short ditty by some old folks, the Fairport Convention, who we'll be hearing more of in the future. Si tu dois partir, if you should go, available on Unhalfbricking. Unfortunately, only as an import on UMVD. I'm Greg from Crap's Last Blog. Until next time.
trouver la porte. Mais si tu dois partir, attends. Mais si tu dois partir, attends. Par contre,
mais si tu dois partir, attends. Mais si tu dois partir, attends. Sinon, tu dois rester là.
Tu sais, j'aurai des cauchemars et aussi mauvaise conscience.
Mais si tu dois partir, attends. Mais si tu dois partir, attends. Sinon tu vas rester là. See you.